What thoughts are bouncing around up in the old cheese box today? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That's what we're calling our heads now?
The old cheddar basket's up there.
Yeah, it's not so Gouda.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. Before we get into it, let's do a quick little riddle, though, okay? Mm-hmm. Take the temperature of the show, all right?
Okay.
So you gotta solve this quickly. What's in a man's pants that you probably won't find in a girl's pants?
I have a guess.
Something I like?
Oh my gosh.
No? I'm talking about like car keys.
Okay, the answer is
money?
The answer is pockets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Usually men's pants have pockets and women's don't. But now I see where your mind's at, and that worries me as we do a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind.
What women's pants don't have pockets?
There's a lot of women's pants that aren't made with pockets.
All right.
I can't believe I know more about women's fashion.
I guess
than
if you're considering tights pants, it's fine. Let's
it's like
move
a
forward.
Common thing, right?
But it's What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Brooke, I'm afraid to ask, but what's been on your mind?
You guys, the worst thing ever happened.
Uh-oh.
So my husband comes to me and he says, I have something to tell you. I wanted to tell you last night, but I thought you'd freak out. And he goes, well, you know, last night when we were in the bedroom, and I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, I thought things were good, but okay. He goes, you rolled over and moved the bedspread off of you, and a moth flew out of my bed.
Oh,
you guys, you don't understand.
No,
I hate moths. Moths are so disgusting.
Yeah.
And not only was the moth in my bedroom, it was in bed with me.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
And then he adds that he saw another moth in my son's room. And I'm like, all right, what are we going to do? Because I am freaking out. Now we are infested with moths. They're sleeping with me.
I mean, moths are attracted to light, right? So just shine a light right onto your neighbor's house
then
and have them go over there.
In my bedroom?
Well, I mean, that's the classic cartoon thing where, like, you open up, like, somebody's shirt and a bunch of moths fly out.
Dude.
It's like, you're old.
No, you guys are, you think you're being funny. It was in the bed sheets with me.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Crazy.
What if there's baby ones you can't even see yet?
Shut up, Alexis. I need solutions. What if it did lay eggs?
It could have. That seems like a good place to lay eggs
to me. Oh, my God.
Now you got a moth perpedic.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Watch out.
Oh, my God.
Well, text into 78592 if you know how to deal with Brooke's moth situation.
Or if you want to buy my house.
Yeah. It's going up for sale. Jose, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, this show has done a lot of pranks on me, and a few weeks ago, Jeffrey decided it'd be funny to read my real phone number on the air.
Oh yeah, we've done that a couple times too.
Yeah,
that was an accident.
Sure, yeah. Multiple times it happened.
It just slipped.
Multiple times. So, you know, our show is syndicated into a lot of awesome places, so I'm getting texts from everywhere, all kinds of time zones.
Well, you're popular.
Somebody signed me up for a subscription service, and now, once a day, I have been receiving dog facts.
Dog facts? You love dogs.
Yeah, like, for example, did you know 1 in 3 households has a dog as a pet?
Oh.
Wow.
It's a fun dog fact.
That's Maybe so we should cute. Do a new segment on the show.
So I was like, okay, this is actually smart and funnier because this troll goes a long way.
Are you mad at him for giving out your phone number?
Well, of course I am.
Wait, the 206-6240 phone number?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Is that the phone number?
I think that's it.
I'm really going to have to change my number.
Okay. Just making sure that I understood what he was saying.
Yeah, you got it right, bro.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Alexis. Tell us what's been on your mind.
So I work at a coffee shop as my other job, as you know, and I'm getting fed up over there.
Ooh.
Oh,
yes.
No.
I have started to notice how many scammers there are in this world. People trying to cheat the system.
Isn't
at the
that
coffee
what you
shop.
Do on the daily basis?
Nope,
you
no.
told us you were like stealing food the other day.
She's still employed there, Brooke.
My manager listens to this.
Just borrowing a scone, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, so people come through. There's this guy who, you know, he spilled his drink on him one day and is having a bad day. I'll give it to him for free. 3 days in a row, buddy. No, you can't spill your drink on yourself every single day.
Yeah.
The woman who says, oh, I called a week ago and you promised me this. You know, we do it once.
Those
and
people.
The two teenage girls that forget their wallet every day that I'm there.
Oh, no. How did we do it again?
How much free stuff are you giving out?
I'm curious. Are you actually charging anyone? Do you take any money into the store?
That's the thing is, we have to. It's policy, okay? But I'm done with these people, so legally I can't do anything.
Oh.
But I've thought of something I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Decaf shots. Nobody gets their caffeine that I see coming through there all the times.
So mean. That is incredibly passive aggressive.
They're mean.
They're not going to know the lesson.
I thought it was a good idea.
As long as it makes you feel good, that's all that matters.
If you're listening, I know who you are.
your warm Americano heart has turned into a cold brew.
I'm done.
You're done. Okay.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was asked one of the most ridiculous questions recently.
Okay.
Because as you guys know already, not too long ago, I moved to a house away from the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just get a little bit of escape.
Wasn't that a good choice pre-pandemic that you didn't know?
It's amazing. Yeah, totally. The timing worked out really well. But over the weekend, I ordered my groceries off of Instacart.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And this delivery girl, I'd say like something in her mid-20s, comes. Mm-hmm. And as she's pulling up my driveway, there's a deer in my yard.
Okay.
Ooh,
just
great.
Eating apples off of a tree there.
Yeah.
And
like
this sweet girl walks up to the door with food, looks back at the deer and goes, "Oh my God, is that your pet?"
Shut up. You're joking.
Seriously, she asked me. She's like, "Oh my God, it's beautiful.
No
like, is
way.
That yours?" And in my mind, I'm like, "Have you not seen a wild deer before? Yeah. Do you think that's a big dog?"
Deer are very common.
Yeah.
It's not.
But there
rare...
was something about it that made her think this guy owns that deer. Like, yeah. I must give off deer owner vibes. Ooh, like,
it's interesting that you give away deer owner vibes and not deer hunter vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
Yeah, exactly.
Really a...
I don't know. I'm,
sign.
So I feel bad about telling her that I own that deer because now she thinks that there's people that own deers. But you know what? She'll learn eventually.
She's calling the Humane Society.
Yeah.
You try to call it, you're like, "Come here," it runs away.
Come on, Oprah, come back.
Oprah, you named your deer Oprah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's a fancy deer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Text into 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately, positive or negative. You can get it off your chest. We'll read your text coming up right after this.